Good morning, everybody. Thank you for your attention this morning. I'm Kulbhushan Grover, and I work at New Mexico State University. Before working there, I was working back in India. And this presentation is part of a study that I was involved back in India. And first of all, I would like to acknowledge my colleagues who actually did most of the work for this particular study. As I mentioned, this study was done in India, and in India, the research site was in the northwest state of Punjab, and this particular research site was in the southern western part of that particular state, and it is characterized by semi-arid to arid conditions. You can see mean annual rainfall is about less than 10 inches, so 8 to 10 inches. And most of the rainfall occurs during the monsoon period, which is July to September. So it's really, water is really an issue in this area, and soils are low in carbon, less than 1% organic matter, and high salts, poor quality underground water. So only options that farmers have is canal irrigation. So there's a limited access to water. And in this particular area or the belt in that state, there had been, I would like to give a little background before I go into detail. Cotton, we grow two crops in 1 year, one crop in summer and one in winter. So cotton has been the main summer crop, followed by wheat during the winter. So cotton wheat had been a common rotation grown by farmers. And farmers, they were, over several decades, they were producing local Indian varieties of cotton, which were relatively low yielding but, resistant to several pests. So, very less problem of insect pests or diseases. But with time, I think in 90s, they started introducing growing American cotton varieties, which were very high yielding. And it really boosted, the yields and helped farmers to raise their economic status. But after over several years, it also resulted in incidence of several pests, introduced pests like American bollworm, which created sort of havoc for that particular cotton belt. Because after even application of 15 to 20 sprays of insecticides, they wouldn't be able to control that insect. And so there would be total crop failure. So it resulted in huge losses for the farmers, and they went to huge debts, created a lot of socioeconomic problem, even farmer suicides. And in addition to that, a lot of environmental problems because of contamination of underground water, and cancer problems. So this particular area now is known as Cancer Belt of India. So a lot of issues with that particular cropping system and related management practices. So there was a lot of effort going on to sort of find an alternative, so kind of diversify the system if we can find something that could replace that system, or at least, to help, sort of to kind of get away to some extent. So that's where this crop, cluster bean, which is a legume, and it's very suited for that kind of climate, semi-arid type of environment. And it's a low input legume, as I mentioned. It needs very less water compared to cotton, and it's a relatively short duration. So you plant it in like July and harvest in November, and then you can plant your wheat crop or your oilseed crop like Indian mustard, like which is kind of comparable to canola that we talk here. And this crop is also relatively salt tolerant because those soils, they are high in salts. So it's kind of suited for that particular condition. And it could be grown for several purposes, forage, green manure, and also its seeds. They are very unique in that, the endosperm could be used to extract what we call as gum from these seeds. And that seed gum has a lot of industrial value in the international market. And interestingly, India has become the largest producer for this crop. There are, I think, about 1 million tons of this, seed produced across the world, and about 80% is produced in India. And United States is the biggest importer. So this particular crop had really helped not only that particular state, but adjoining arid areas to kind of help farmers to boost their economy, to kind of revive from the cotton failure scenario. So with that background, also, as I mentioned, the common crop rotation had been cotton wheat. So cotton is a summer crop, wheat is a winter crop. So we were looking also for some alternative for winter crop, for wheat, which is a, you know, like a canola oilseed crop or mustard, we call it, Brassica gentia. So you could grow two crops in a year, cluster bean during the summer and followed by mustard during the winter. So this particular study focused on looking at contribution of nitrogen from cluster bean in this system so that we can optimize nitrogen rate for the mustard crop following cluster bean crop. And it was a randomized complete block design with 5 replication and 4 nitrogen levels. The first 100 kg nitrogen per hectare is the recommended rate of fertilizer for the Indian mustard crop. So we tried two-thirds of the recommended nitrogen rate, 66 kg, and one-third and no nitrogen in this particular study. And half of the nitrogen was applied at planting, and remaining half was applied about 4 weeks after planting with the first irrigation. Just to kind of look at the cluster bean yields before the Indian mustard crop, so you can see a fairly consistent yields and averaging about 2,000 kg, close to 2,000 kg per hectare. Looking at some yield attributing characteristics of Indian mustard under different nitrogen rates, you can see here we did see some positive response to nitrogen application up to 66 kg per hectare, which is two-thirds of the recommended, and it was at par with the recommended nitrogen rate for the Indian mustard. And looking at the grain yield of the Indian mustard crop under these 4 nitrogen rates, kind of similar trend, and this is average over the 3 years, and you can see there was significant increase with application of nitrogen compared to control. And we did see the maximum response up to, again, 66, which is two-thirds of the recommended nitrogen rate. And we didn't see, so there was sort of a plateau after that two-thirds rate. Looking at the, nitrogen efficiencies in this system at the different nitrogen rates. So, again, the maximum nitrogen use efficiency or agronomic use efficiency, which is amount of grains produced per kg nitrogen applied in the field, was again achieved at highest at the 66 kg nitrogen per hectare rate. And we also looked at nutrient uptake by the grains as well as straws. So I'm just presenting part of that data here because of the time constraint. So this slide shows the nitrogen uptake by grains under these different nitrogen levels. And you can see, again, there was an increase, significant increase in the nitrogen uptake by the grains up to two-thirds of recommended rate of the nitrogen. And then there was sort of a plateau. Another way to look at, utilization of the nutrients we are applying, nitrogen uptake efficiency or physiological efficiency, which is amount of grains produced per kg of nitrogen taken up by the grains. So again, it was sort of highest at the two-thirds rate, and there was kind of a decrease beyond that. Also looking at the economic numbers from this study, kind of looked at in a slightly different way, benefit to cost ratio of different nitrogen rates compared to control. So you can see the additional yield over control with the increasing nitrogen rates. We achieved highest at 66 kg. And taking into the additional cost and additional returns and looking at the net returns, we achieved the highest net returns at the 66 kg, which is two-thirds again of the recommended, and then calculating the benefit to cost ratio by dividing this net returns over the additional cost incurred due to that particular treatment. So we got highest benefit to cost ratio with that two-thirds of the recommended nitrogen rate. To kind of summarize briefly, so the nitrogen application rate of 66 kg per hectare actually provided the optimum grain yield and also highest fertilizer use and uptake efficiency, also the highest benefit to cost ratio for this Indian mustard crop grown after cluster bean in that particular region. So we could save about one-third of nitrogen in form of fertilizers if we are growing Indian mustard after cluster bean legume crop in that particular region. With that, I would like to thank you for all your attention, and I will be happy to answer any questions. Yes.
Is there any conservation tillage going on in that area?
That's a good question. Not in that particular area. As I mentioned, this study was done in the state of Punjab in India, and this study was focused in southern western part of that state, which is a cotton wheat belt. We have other part which have, you know, relatively less problem of salts and less, you know, relatively good quality of underground water, and rice wheat is actually the main rotation there. So we do some conservation tillage in that particular belt.
And do you think this rotation has the economic power to replace the cotton wheat rotation?
That's a very good question, and it is sort of, it's no and yes. It depends upon your situation. As I was mentioning before, you know, at a time farmers were really facing severe problems. You know, they were, you know, they were spending a lot of money on, you know, like 15 to 20 sprays in one season, and they still were not able to, you know, get anything out of it. So in that situation, I would say yes. But, you know, then after that, there was introduction of BT cotton, which helped kind of, again, farmers to go back to cotton wheat rotation. But, you know, more recently, due to continuous, you know, growing BT cotton, now they are facing problem of other secondary pests. So it's sort of relative. It depends on the situation. Any other question? Thank you very much.